Good morning.
All right. Let's do a show. That's why we get paid. Dave, Katie,
you get
Nate.
Paid for this? What?
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Who was it used to say? I was Jim Carrey's character, right? When he played the fireman. Fireman, let me tell you something. I'm salty, man.
Yeah.
I hate oversleeping. I overslept today.
Yeah, you did.
I was starting to panic.
Oh, no. Don't
she
panic.
Panics. Like
she does.
It's hilarious.
She does. I asked her, well, I'll leave what off the air, but I asked her a completely benign question via text yesterday.
I actually talked to Nate about this before you got here.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want the audience to feel left out. I'm just saying it was just the simplest question. And this thing stretched out 15 minutes. On text, because she, you know, let's be honest, there's very few people in this world that I love more than Katie Christensen, and that's just a fact, but man, is she, anal's the wrong word and has other connotations to
it. I have buttons, and you know how to push them, and even though I was busy and shouldn't have been texting with you.
Sometimes I don't even know that I'm pushing the buttons.
You were just
and I pushed the button.
Pushing.
I'll give you an example. I said something like, hey, what color is that shirt, right? It was a benign question like that. What do you mean, what color is my shirt? Does it make me look fat? Does it make me look skinny?
What's going on here?
What is the deal?
Hey, man, it might be just because I heard her side first, but, like, you got the burden of proof on this one.
It's definitely because you heard her side first.
Oh, you think so?
Trust me on that. In fact, Nate, during the break, I want you to explain to me exactly how it was.
I want to know exactly how
it was presented to you, so I can have a. Because that's probably what it was. So take the same story, right? Like, hey, Katie, what color shirt are you? What color shirt would you say that is? And then, like, the way it was probably explained to you was something like, "So Dave texted me yesterday during the game. He says, God, you look disgusting.' And I said, "Well, why do I look? What are you talking about?
No, it's more a matter of just like
exactly, Matt.
Sometimes just. Their liver life.
I asked her a question.
A question.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, without saying what we're talking about, it really is confusing right now. But
I know.
I'm right.
I know.
But I'm right.
Hey, by the way, speaking of you being right, I also had a theory yesterday. The hit that you had coming back. You were talking about, oh, God, what was it? I had it for my damn notes. You were coming out of break, and you were really going on a while. You were trying to get a point across. And then you cut it off super quick at the end, and I turned to Melissa and I said, I'll bet her producer had to be in her ear screaming.
No.
No? I mean, you were like, and then all of a sudden you're like, and they really enjoyed playing with him. And I was wondering, no. I was like, either A, someone's coming up from behind her and she had to get out of the way. Something made you rap super quickly.
You don't
quickly.
Remember what I was talking about?
Well, you know, it's because I was literally asleep about 17 seconds ago.
So I know.
Not as sharp.
Was it
as...
about Dirk?
Yes, and Papa Giannis
like a really different hit because going into it, I thought it was going to be one way, but then I found out there was a package coming into it and then a graphic.
Yes.
Usually I come on camera and then there's a graphic or a package, but we just came right out of break and went to the package, which I didn't know that we were doing.
Gotcha.
Which was his 30,000 point,
yes.
Right? And then we go to the graphics. So I have like all this stuff kind of planned out in my head how it's going to go. But also, I know that when I'm talking and if my hit goes a little long and they're going into play, it absolutely drives Grant crazy. Because Grant feels like he needs to call every single second of the game, right?
I mean, it's not
but like
right
everyone can see that they're inbounding the ball, you know?
Sure.
Like, they don't have to be told that they are. They can see it.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
So,
hey,
no, but that's wow. The thing. It's all just right. You have to know. Like,
it's so
that.
Important to know what the assistant coach has to say at the beginning of the third quarter.
That's not what I was talking about.
Right.
But no, it's one of those things where you have to know the people that you work with. Uh-huh. And like every broadcast is different. Like you see the national broadcast and usually like the sideline reporters come on and they'll talk quite a while into action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I know that it bothers Grant. So I try, like when I see action starting to go, I'm like, okay, I gotta wrap this
up.
Yeah,
something happened there. That was something.
Wow, I thought that was a good hit. Thanks for telling me it was crap.
That's it. It was a bad hit. See right there what just happened?
Just see what happened there, Nate?
Just ask the question.
Yeah.
And that turned into, just, do I look fat in this dress? All I was asking was, what color was it? It was just something that came over. I noticed it.
No.
I'll be honest, since we've only got 5 minutes left in this break, fine, let's get to it, since I'm saying exactly how I feel. You said something yesterday on the show. You ever have somebody say something and it, like, gets you, but you just let it go, and then it just, it bothers you
all. Yeah, that's basically my relationship with you.
Day, exactly. Except you're lying. So you said something yesterday that during the show that normally we would work out off the air, but I think it's okay to kind of do this in front of everyone, and I'm also probably partially asleep.
Can't wait.
No, this stuck with me and stuck with me and stuck with me. It was a very benign comment, and I obsessed on this all freaking night long, okay? So I think it was when we were starting to get off the air. You said to me that you hate ham.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Exactly.
What kind of monster?
No.
Who is that?
This is really weird. He was talking about how, and Dave gets obsessed about how much I pay for meat.
Because I came to her house one time when she was feeding her damn welfare friends, and she paid for a $34 tri-tip.
Okay, it was like $25.
Saying, you should never have to pay a dime for meat, Katie.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
let
yes.
that one marinate for a moment.
Mm.
Thank you.
No, so this is the thing. Like, I know, like, people have, like, hams at their holiday whatevers,
yeah.
right? Like, my sister
ham,
does it all the time for
ham.
But I like a ham sandwich. I like, like, chopped up ham in my omelet or on my salad. Mm. I do not like a whole ham and to sit there and have a piece of ham. And that's what he was talking about, like, his, like, ham that he got at the grocery store and how much he paid for it. And then, like, lots of people question who the woman in this relationship is. And it's obviously Dave.
Where
did that part come from?
Right? She's just throwing bombs today. First off, if you want to call me the woman in this relationship, that's fine, because I think women are independent and strong, and I'm happy to be one. Mm-hmm.
Except they don't have the right to equal pay.
Shush, I'm talking.
In your face.
So, anyways, I was very proud of the fact, Nate, Matt, I got a 19.5-pound full ham, okay? Not the half, not the butt, not the shank. A full ham. For $16.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Thank you. Thanks. Easter's coming up, you know. I bought two, okay? One for, I don't know. Because the thing with ham is you get ham dinner, okay? That's what, you know, you slice it to eat it. I prefer to have a nice Dijon mustard with it, you know, whatever you want to do.
So it bothers you that I don't like to eat ham
now,
like that?
Now, here's the thing. I'm getting a different story now. What you said yesterday was, quote, I hate ham. Literally, that's all you said, and then we moved on.
Yeah, well, because we were rushing back in from the break, so we didn't elaborate on
that's
that.
What I knew you.
Right. Now she's saying, well, I like ham sandwiches. I like this. I like that.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, that's a still disgusting opinion, but more understandable than just flat out, I hate ham.
I don't
ham.
Want a ham steak.
I mean, eggs and ham? In the morning, you fry it up.
No, I will never get ham for breakfast. I will, unless it's like chopped up in an omelet. I will get sausage.
Okay,
Matt's not awake either.
I appreciate that.
Matt's not awake either.
That needs to be brought back throughout the day, please.
You totally had to know where that was going, right?
At least now we have a better one to isolate that doesn't have me talking over it.
Or her saying, I pay too much for meat. So, I know. Here's the thing. You get ham dinner. You then get ham with your breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And then you take the ham with the ham bone on it. And I like to leave nice big chunks. You boil, simmer that sucker all day.
Make
a white bean and ham soup. Ham is the most diverse.
Dude, I'm telling you, if I had to choose, this is my hot take, man, on food animals. But if I had to choose between the pig and the cow, it's the pig.
Yeah, I think bacon is the one that makes that very difficult.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pig versus cow?
I know. It's a tough
pig
one.
Pig versus cow?
But dude, the pig is versatile.
You get... Okay. Okay. Pig versus cow, Nathan.
I know it's a tough one, dude. I know it is.
I don't...
But I'm telling you, like, I would... Well...
I mean...
Pig is pretty versatile.
Listen.
Ham, bacon, and pork chops right there. Can you beat that?
In the blue corner, okay, you've got cow.
Pulled pork.
Oh, we're going pig first? Okay, let's go.
Okay, yeah, so do the cow.
Cow, you have...
Gross.
Steak, which includes, you know, filet mignon, Katie's $50 tri-tip. Uh-huh. You got beef ribs.
Skirt steak.
Flank steak.
But here's the thing. Here's what kind of tips the scale for me. Maybe. You get milk. You get milk.
I mean, that is
You can't
vital.
Milk a pig
you
there,
milk
buddy.
A pig,
you want
Nate.
That?
Okay, but then on the other end.
I've got nipples, Fokker. Can you milk me?
And, yep. On the other hand, you've got baby back ribs. You've got spare ribs.
Yeah.
I mean, the real ribs, not the garbage beef ribs.
Swine is versatile.
You've got ham.
You can't make cheese out of pig, though.
That's the thing. All the things you can make with milk. I mean, cheese, milk.
Well, I don't know about you,
cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, cream cheese.
I think one of the greatest things in the world is chicken wings.
Yeah, I think chicken wings are the most overrated food there is.
I know, a lot of people feel that way.
Literally, number one. Number one overrated.
There's nothing I like more than digging into some chicken wings, man.
I say we have a three-way today.
Oh.
Yeah, you can isolate that, too. Well, let's go. I want to rank cow, pig, chicken.
I feel like we got to just do like poultry. Like you got to put in like duck and like quail and like all that crap into the bird.
I don't think they compare, dude. I mean, I like a good roasted chicken, but it's not even.
You get
it. Do you put a beer can up its butt?
Sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'll take a break. Morning Brew is next, but the whole show is blown away now. Oh, and at some point today, I'll tell you what my daughter's best friend said to her via email. That was, these kids are damn nasty, man. Like yeah. It was like almost a death threat. It's crazy. 9 years old. Tell you next at the drive. Well, maybe after that. Morning Brew's next. Pig versus cow versus chicken. Sports 1140 KHDK. I give up. I just give up. It just pisses people off. I give up. It's just, it is, let the chips fall. Good on the coaches and players. It's heart and passion and pride. You know, it's great to see youngsters are learning good habits and they're gonna win more next year because they're
shut up.
No, come on, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf here. All right, good for them.
No, you're not. You're being sarcastic.
Good for them.
At what point do you though start to look at these wins that they're piling up?
Dave, we were talking about it this morning. They're gonna go 5-5 over the last 10.
Yeah. Okay.
They've won 6 of 12.
At what point do you look at the record and see that you know they're pretty damn close to as good as they were with DeMarcus Cousins for 6.5 years and say, hey, maybe the trade wasn't that bad. When do you flip?
Well, I mean, part of that is that much of this record was compiled with DeMarcus Cousins, so I'll flip next year.
No, he's talking about looking at this body of work as his team has gotten used to each other. Yeah.
I don't know what their record is without him since the trade, but it has to be getting close to the same win percentage.
Oh, I would imagine. I also think they're also, for example, last night playing other teams that know how to tank.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might factor in that they're not playing a lot of full strength teams. It's just
that know how
it's
to tank,
just it's just hilarious in like a want to stab myself in the eyes way that the Kings are so backwards that they're blatantly trying to tank and they fail at that. And can you argue with the statement I just made? They're blatantly trying to tank and they still can't tank.
They're 7-14 since the trade.
Okay.
Maybe they're just not as bad as everyone wants them
to be. And I love that you say the Kings are blatantly trying to tank.
The franchise, I don't blame the players or coaches one bit. I've said this 100,000 times. I really don't. I really don't.
Dave Yeager is straight pulling his minor league coaching out of his back pocket right now.
And God bless
him
for it.
Putting them to work, man.
No blame at all. Is there any denial that the franchise is blatantly trying to tank? Is anyone challenging that one? You're laughing. Are you saying I'm wrong?
No, I think what's funny about it is, you know, you make the decision. There was 8 guys in uniform last night, and 3 of them were rookies.
Yeah.
Okay? And for a lot of people, that is like, okay, maybe not a whole lot of good is going to come out of this, except for the fact that, okay, maybe the franchise is trying to, but at the same time, don't you think they find a little bit of joy in the fact that they say, we made some good decisions.
Who, the franchise or the players?
The franchise. Because they shouldn't be winning games. You suit up eight people and five of them are rookies and you still are able to come out and beat. And yes, Dallas is tanking right now too.
Dallas out tanked.
Yes, but that's the point, Dave. They've got a good group of people, a good group of players right now. So do you think at any point the franchises, whether or not they want to win or lose right now because of what the benefits are to the lottery, don't you think there's also this side where they're like, well, okay, maybe a little bit proud of some of the decisions we made because this is going to be good in the long term?
The answer is yes. I absolutely think they think that way. That's the answer. I absolutely think they're happy with it.
Okay.
And that's the problem I have.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that's Tony Romo talking about joining CBS, signed that contract yesterday, replacing Phil Simms in the booth, which, you know, a lot of people are okay with. However, two things here. I kind of think he did it just for the jacket. You did see the picture he tweeted out in the jacket, right?
I want to know why I've worked here almost 15, 20 years.
You don't deserve a jacket.
I want a damn jacket.
So the other side of this is I truly think this is a mistake. Not that he's going into broadcasting. I think it is a mistake for CBS to set him up for failure. This is ridiculous that he's coming right off of the field. He has no experience in broadcasting, and they're putting him in that position as a lead. You know what I'm saying, Nate? Like he's it's not easy to do.
Yeah, but
at least give some guys some time to develop and figure it out.
It's not like being good at that job has ever been a prerequisite for success professionally. I mean, honestly, because you're absolutely right, and it's not what. But what's he supposed to do? Say no?
I know.
The better move is probably to move up Dan Fouts from the number two position. But could the guy possibly be worse than Phil Simms? I mean, really?
How many jokes can we make out of this? Pat and Tom, they gave us one earlier. They said Tony Romo signed his contract yesterday, but he's not going to be able to actually broadcast games because he broke his collarbone while
Will he be covering
the playoffs or will he be out injured?
Hey, here's a fun one, though. He, in all likelihood, I don't see why he wouldn't. CBS has Dallas's Thanksgiving Day game this year.
Don't we also have the Super Bowl this year?
Three years?
I thought I saw something saying we had the Super Bowl this year.
I think the thing I read said the 2019 Super Bowl is the one he would cover.
Oh, we'll talk more about this throughout the show, not just Tony Romo and how he'd do, but taking over for Phil Simms and blah-de blah blah. But does this mean that now, like, we're colleagues with him? We see him at the, like, getting coffee every once in a while? Like, we're all part of the same family now.
Well, it is going to be rough not seeing Phil around the office.
I agree. Well, so we think so far.
And yeah.
We don't know.
We'll adjust.
You don't know what's happening with old Philly.
That's Alex Ovechkin in response to the NHL saying that their players aren't going to participate in the Olympics. Ovechkin says, "You're not the boss of me. I'll play in the Olympics if
you're
I want.
You're not the boss.
It's my country. I'll do it."
Yeah, I love this.
I do, too.
I love the fact that
here we are, like, this is our hockey talk.
League is making a decision. No, I love that players, it's important to people. Like I talked about it yesterday. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's important to the players to be able to represent their countries and play in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And you have the boss man saying, nope, sorry, don't like it. It interrupts our season. And the players are giving them the double bird, man, saying, I don't care what you say.
Okay, we know how the players and the fans are responding to the idea of these guys not being able to do their patriotic duty and represent their country, right? And then we know how the league responds. Like, what do you think the response would be if one of them was an anti-patriot and, like, kneeled for the national anthem? Do you think we'd have the exact same responses from all sides?
Oh, Nate.
Nope, not doing it.
Nate.
I'm just
so.
I see what you're saying.
I do too.
I absolutely see what you're saying, but there's also
we gotta go.
It's okay.
We gotta go. I won't even comment on this thing. We'll talk about the NHL a little bit later because this does set up some goofy stuff and possible lawsuits. We'll talk about that at 6:48. Kings and Mavs next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. Adrian Ross is going to come on at 7:35.
I saw him yesterday at the game.
Did you guys fight?
You didn't see his Instagram post?
We did
our best like UFC like square off. Yeah. We're ready for that.
Can't wait. Nate and I are just going to go get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Two of you go at it.
I feel like you probably exhausted the argument for yourself yesterday online.
Boy.
I mean, you have, and this is something I just can't do, but we'll
because
get
you're
done
smart
with,
and sane.
We'll get something on the show, and then you'll go home and like spend all day arguing with people online about it. And I would be worn out if I were you on that discussion.
You know what helps you not be worn out?
McDonald's coffee.
Yeah.
Hey.
Would that be, is that accurate?
Yes, Katie. That is accurate.
Katie, that was
Katie
a good
transitions.
Point there, Katie, because the morning brew is brought to you by the new McCafe macchiatos, cappuccinos, and Americanos at McDonald's. Price participation may vary for a limited time. I'm loving it.
It's 6:36, time for Hot Tubs of Sacramento's 2017 blowout sale.
All right.
You do the blowing so much better. HotTubsOfSacramento.com.
Let's never do that again.
Yes.
All right. Let's not do reads back to back. But 6:36, welcome back in. The Adrian Ross will join us here shortly. Three for Madness at 7:17.
You're not the boss of me.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you are, kind of.
No, I'm not. But Steve Goss is going to yell at you, though. Here's a fun quote by a female reporter and Rafael Nadal. It would be a fun quote if your computer was turned up. No, this is just completely random. But here, listen closely. This is just fine indeed.
Oh!
What?
It's a win anyway.
She went to the Dwight Howard School of Champions.
Oh, my goodness. This is why all these people that think that like women that are like reporters and stuff are just there because they're cute and they want like a cute face on it.
We don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, she might.
Not every. Hi. Hi.
That doesn't mean she's cute.
Not everyone is qualified to do this job. I just want to throw that out there.
And listen, she has an accent, and generally I'll be like, okay, maybe there's something lost in translation. I can only speak one language, and I'm a moron, so I always respect people that speak. When Vlade did the whole I had a better deal two days ago, there was a part of me that said, listen, dude, this is like his fifth freaking language. Is it okay to allow for the fact that subtlety is difficult?
After 30 years.
I know.
All right, let's not go there.
I just respect people that are bilingual. And obviously,
it's worth considering.
Yes, but then she, I mean.
I know.
No, it's not.
I will say this. She totally pulled the woman card, though. Yeah, I know.
I know.
Like, yeah,
Katie,
I know.
God bless you for that. That is exactly right.
I know, but it's a win anyway.
And I'm glad she said that. Because every female in my life is flat out incapable. You and I fight about this all the time. It's like, hey, you just punched a baby. No, I know. It wasn't really, first off, it wasn't a punch. And secondly, the baby had it coming. Wait, what? I put out a Facebook post yesterday because I'm usually the dish master at my house. Again, who wears the pants? I play misogynist, but hey, really, I'm the one.
Your wife owns you.
She does. So my wife, who was an only child, and I don't think was generally raised in a sterile household.
Oh.
When I was gone last week, she took over the dishes. So, of course, when I got home, the dishwasher was full with clean dishes. So as I'm pulling them out to put them away, I look in the cups. I look at the plates. There's still, like, a ring at the bottom of the mug of, like, hot chocolate.
Yeah.
The plates have, like, a little and if there's anything on a cup or a plate, it drives me insane, right?
It's filthy.
So half of the dishes I put back in the sink.
That's the worst.
And redo them. So she comes home, and this is how it goes. And we're getting along great. It's fine. I say, sweetheart, listen, I need to ask you something, and I don't know how to do this without you being angry at me. So I'm just going to do my best and ask. I'm already going to ask you to forgive me, please. But and she,
what is the matter with you?
And she's automatically like, oh great, what? Like she's thinking like I've got a kid in Texas or something. And I said, the dishwasher is really just kind of a glorified dish sterilizer. It doesn't take the food off. And if you leave
it
food,
sprays it with water, not a scrub brush.
Right.
Oh, hold on. So they had been through the cycle.
Yeah.
They went through and they came out dirty. Because
and then I had to rewash them and put them back in and wash them again. So I said, you know, and even so, there's no disposal in the dishwasher. So the food will clog everything up. Is there any way in the future when you do the dishes, could you please just make sure?
Don't say her response yet.
Okay.
Because I read the post yesterday, but had I not read the post, I would have known what the response was.
Okay, before, did you
Can
read my
I guess?
Face? Yes.
No, is it, because I used this so many times as a teenager, why do I have to wash the dishes before I put it in the dishwasher?
No.
Okay.
This is because you're a man.
You're going to get a
And you think
point.
Like a man. Okay. But this is a woman's response
it
to this.
To us, Katie.
I will femsplain it to you.
Yes.
Well, our dishwasher sucks, and we need a new one.
Oh, for crying out loud. That actually would have probably been my second guess.
Because,
again, also the excuse I used as a teenager.
This
right?
is this is where all of these like dishwashing detergent commercials, like when they put in the the baked on lasagna thing into the thing, and it's like, oh, if you just use, you know, Cascade or whatever, like it's going to get rid of all of this. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
And there was no way for me to bring it up without her getting angry at me. Mm-hmm. And so,
and you even prefaced it by saying, please don't
I
get angry.
I did a 50 line disclaimer. Now here's if it's reversed. And I'm the one doing that with the dish. Here's how my wife handles it. Hey, stupid, why don't you wash the dishes? Jesus, I don't want to have to do this all over again. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, okay, sorry. All right, you got it. Yeah. I bring it up to her, and I'm basically like my chihuahua when it rolls onto its back and is submissive. And I'm like, please. That dishwasher sucks, bro.
You do the dishes. Like, you have to – you give her the – she gets two options. She gets the two-word answer or the three-word answer when she rags you about it. The two-word answer – is F you. The three-word answer is do it yourself.
Right. And I did. I did it myself. I just.
Don't you think, though, Dave, at some point, I mean, how long have you been married now? Almost 10 years
this July.
Okay, so almost 10 years he's been married. Don't you think that you're just kind of the dumb one in this?
Just because I don't accept it?
No, just because you absolutely know how this conversation is going
to
go.
Just don't say anything.
And you did the disclaimer. So it's kind of like telling a man to put the toilet seat down. You can say it 50 million times, but when they get up at 3 a.m. to go take a piss, they're not thinking about the 50 million times their wife has said, hey, dummy.
So just let it go.
Put the toilet seat down. Yeah, I think when you live with someone, and I'm guessing on this because it's been a while.
Right.
I think when you live with someone, there are things that you just have to let go.
And we squeeze the toothpaste tube at the end, right?
Of course.
Okay, good.
And we have wrapped up this break.
No, I refuse.
I want everybody to notice that this break has ended with Sisterhood of the Traveling High Heels over here getting in my wife's corner. Basically, what it has come to is it's not her fault wash the dishes. It's not her fault.
You've seen me do dishes. I clean that before they go in.
I just have to let it go. How dare I bring it up?
That's not the point.
We'll take a break.
Oh my God.
NHL players next. Also,
not the point.
Amazon's going to do football. We'll tell you why.
And, Amazon.
Don't talk about me like that.
It's The Drive. Oh. Katie will yell at me next. Sports 1140 KHDK. Oh, yeah.
It's 6:50, which means it's time for Hot Tubs of Sacramento's 2017 Spring Blowout Sale. HotTubsOfSacramento.com. Hi. Hello.
Hold on a second.
There's so many things wrong with that.
Go back.
Well, I'll go back to the very beginning.
Did she say no high congratulations?
I don't know. Hold on.
Because that.
Go ahead. Okay.
Another congratulations.
Okay.
That's what, or Nadal congratulations.
No high congratulations. And like that's Spanglish, it's basically there are no congratulations for your win.
Yeah.
As in like that would be.
Yeah, I know.
Loosely like you didn't win, so bummer.
Yeah, no congratulations for your win. No, nada. Nada congratulations? Like no? I don't know.
Is that what you're hearing?
Nadal.
Congratulations, okay. I think.
Yeah, Nadal.
Ooh. You're wrong, lady. Just own it.
I think I'm sticking by.
Eject.
What are you sticking
by? I think I'm sticking by my take, man.
You think no congratulations?
No, I think she's saying no high, as in N-O, no, high, which is like H-A-Y, which basically means like there is no.
There is no congratulations for your win,
which would like is still like a bad.
But then listen to what she says. Okay, that blows up.
Right.
No, I know you lost, but it's a win anyway. What? No.
Yeah. I was trying.
All right, she's had enough. Everyone makes a mistake. So the
I know. The men still
right. I'm going to start using that in real life. Dude, could you seriously put your socks in the dirty clothes? Well, no, I know, but I like to leave them. It reminds me to put them in. That's why I leave them on the floor.
Do we know where she's from?
No.
Okay.
No, we don't.
Because maybe she doesn't even speak Spanish, and I'm just making stuff up. I've got that wrong.
Oh, dear. All right. So here's what we didn't get to last segment. The Kings win. They beat the Mavs. And
Yeah,
they've won 6 of 12. Here we go.
They're 7 and 14 since the trade.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the New Orleans Pelicans were eliminated from the playoffs. They've been officially eliminated. So there you go. The thought process there. Why is that important? Because perhaps now they're going to shut down. DeMarcus Cousins will for sure get, you know, if he plays another game this year, I'll be semi-surprised. Maybe they shut down Anthony Davis as well, and you want the Pelicans at this point to lose to improve pick position. I mean, that's really the only interest Kings have in that. The Kings now are a full game behind the Knicks for the sixth worst record in the league. Mm-hmm. They are now just a half game ahead of the Minnesota Timberwolves for 8 and 1.5 ahead of the Mavericks with 4 games left, 2 games out of the 10 spot. From the Pelicans, so they're not going to lose their pick. I mean, they're going to finish in the bottom 10. They won't hit 11. The Pistons are out of reach there, but they could very well finish behind the Timberwolves. Now they have won 6 of 12. Just as an example,
a 500 team would be in the playoffs. By the way,
yeah. Had they lost all 6 of those and gone 0-12, they're on a 12-game losing streak right now. Just for funsies, they'd be sitting in the 4 spot.
So this is what gets me about this, and I was thinking about it yesterday when I was trolling you on Twitter, saying that I was laughing at you right now. Of the teams remaining on the schedule for the Kings,
yes,
two of them are the Lakers and the Suns, which yeah. both have a worse record than the Kings.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here going, okay, you've got Houston and the Clippers. Other than that, there is a...
I know. I know. There is a legit chance. Maybe the only way they beat Houston is if Houston sits everyone.
No, and Houston's not going to do that.
Right, because they're doing
it. I mean, that is a potential you could get blown out by 40 type thing.
But there's a really good chance that they finish the season winning 5 of 6.
Well, and they played really well against the Clippers this season.
Yeah, they just beat them in L.A.
I know.
Now, then again, here's the thing about Houston. Don't count that out. Houston's the 3 seed and nothing. They've clinched the 3
right.
seed.
Yeah.
They can't go either way.
But James Harden wants all 82.
Yeah, right. James Harden doesn't play that way. You don't play that game.
I don't have a problem with people saying, no, you know, the whole don't, no, tanking, no, teaching the kids. Listen, that's an opinion that differs from mine, and it's fine. I'm no more full of crap than anybody else, and I could be dead wrong. I don't have a problem with that. The stuff that I tend to have a problem with is when people are like, dude, bro, you don't understand. They have to swap with Philly. There's no point. I'm like, okay, no. It's if you swap with Philly, if you're both bad, it's still a better pick. Like if Philly is 4 and we're 5 and we have to swap, potentially, that's still better than 7. So it doesn't matter that you have to swap with Philly if you're both bad.
Then you can go into the argument where you can look at a number of draft picks throughout the course of time and plenty every single draft. It happens in every single draft where just because a guy is taken above someone else doesn't mean that guy ends up being better than the pick that was 3 picks later.
Well, glad you said that, Katie.
Okay,
because
good.
That's also something that I get quite a bit. And you're certainly correct. You have to draft the right guy, which is a little bit lucky. You have to develop the right guy. No problem. Nothing's a guarantee. I'm just simply trying to work on odds and mathematics, which is all I have at this point. So my Twitter profile pic currently is an actual graph showing where players are picked and correlating that with how often they are all-stars, starters, rotation players, and never play. And it illustrates based on where they're
picked.
It's very pretty. Where they're actually picked and how likely they are. And guess what? Shockingly, over time, the higher you pick someone, the more likely they are to have a successful NBA career. So
we're talking about the Kings here, though.
I get it. And then that's Kings never draft, so what's the point? Draft crappily. Well, okay, well, then you just throw in the towel. because again, it's a tired thing, but free agents aren't coming here that matter, and we don't really have any trade chips.
Okay, what if you're in a situation like the T-Wolves, right? Who are they're
it's a great example.
In the exact same position almost as the Kings record-wise.
Sure,
and they are
and
playing
they have,
everybody.
They have a great young core of guys. That
really good young
really,
core.
And you would feel like this is kind of the stepping stone for them to become a playoff team, right?
Sure.
But maybe they're one guy away, potentially a high draft pick. Would you be asking them to tank the rest of the season?
The Timberwolves?
I mean, is that...
I mean, the Timberwolves are in a different spot.
What I'm saying is that if the Kings win five straight to close the season and finish this year with 36 wins, they've
sure.
won six of their last 12. That would put them over 500 for the last, 20 games almost of the season.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, are they really that far off? Are they really that bad of a team that they need to bottom out and get a top three pick, a top five pick? I mean, yes, that pick helps, but I don't think they're as bad as we think they are.
I think the Wolves are they're a weird example because you've got everything that you – they're everything
it's
I
actually,
would hope.
It's actually really, really interesting that they weren't better this year
I agree.
Than they are.
They
because,
have two bona fide stars.
Well, and
Carl Anthony Towns, by the way, younger than every single starter in the NCAA championship game.
Zach LaVine got injured too. And it makes you wonder, like, how would they have been if he hadn't had the season-ending injury? But even before that, they just weren't playing up to their potential. And we've seen it multiple times in the NBA and in all sports, really. You can have a roster that's packed with potential, and you can't quite figure out how they don't win with that.
Add Tom Thibodeau in there. I mean, you've got a great coach.
They didn't play a lick defense, and he's a defensive coach.
Right.
Like their season might be disappointing, but I feel like you'd be all right with that roster winning 36 games. So what makes it different from the Kings when they've got a couple of young guys to point to, not a Towns or a Wiggins?
Sure.
Get out of here with your reason, Nate. No, we don't do that here.
I want more good guys. And B, I don't trust the let's again. A lot of these teams they're beating are also tanking. That's the problem. I don't put a ton of stock in these wins. Like, oh hey, the Clippers won. Yeah, I put a little bit of stock into that. We'll take a break. We'll continue this throughout the day. When we come back, NHL players say no to Gary Bettman. And I want to know what your TV viewing habits are. Amazon is going to get the Thursday night football matchups. I just want to know, are you ready to cut the cord? I am. We'll do that in 3 minutes on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.